are down at Greenbrier. Kevin Stefanski spoke earlier today. So we'll get into what he had to say a little bit later. And then they're home. What, Sunday will be the first time they're home. So looking forward to seeing everybody out there at camp on Sunday. I can't wait. I'm ready for this season to start. In fact, it starts tonight with the Hall of Fame game, so I'm pretty pumped about that. I'll probably watch a couple minutes of that in between the Olympics. So I'm ready to roll. I hope you are, too. The biggest story, though, I think, for Jeff and I as we were driving into work today talking about it, how about Jared Allen signing a three-year, $91 million extension. So that takes you to five at 131. And if you ask me, Jeff, and I think you'll...
Andy, I'm asking you, what do you think?
Ask me, the problems of the past were...
What problems?
The not being able to go farther in the playoffs problems, the not having chemistry for four guys that we want to call the core four out there.
Oh.
Some of those, apparently, the front office, 100%, based on locking up three of the four, and the other guy was already locked up to, what, 27, 28, in Darius Garland, that the issues were the head coach. So now you bring in a new coach that is going to, his task is to make sure the core four can work together. Because, I mean, is there another reason why you're going to extend Jared Allen 3 years, $91
million? Yeah.
Okay, why?
And I don't think this is the case. It does make him more tradable, because a team would have him under contract for an extended period of time and not have to worry about losing him in free agency.
So essentially you'd be having a little sign and trade there.
Think about this.
Right?
Now you'd just be trading him.
Well, yeah, I know what I'm saying, but you're doing the sign now.
But they're not. I would assume that he's here, and I'm thrilled about that. I think Jared Allen, he could play on my basketball team any day. I love the way he plays the game. He is selfless, and he might have limited skills. In other words, he's not going to step out behind the three-point line and, you know, beat Dirk Nowitzki. But he can play, and I want him on my team always. So I'm glad of that. Kenny Atkinson probably feels the same way. He had Jarrett when Jarrett was a very young player in Brooklyn. And now you have the four guys that were billed as the core four locked up. You extended three of the four core four guys this summer. Three of them. Mobley, Mitchell, Jarrett. You extended three of them. And the only key piece missing from last year's team that took yet another step is the guy who coached the team. And, you know, we had talked about this earlier. Like months ago. Okay, if you believe in the core four, and it doesn't go too far, then what's that mean? It means they're going to make a change at coach. And they made a change at coach.
Well, the thing is, if it doesn't work now, what's the next step?
Change at general manager or roster.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Kobe Altman's done a nice job putting together a nice group of players. You know my thoughts on the Donovan Mitchell trade, even though I think he's phenomenal. You know my thoughts on the trade.
Yeah, but haven't you kind of come to terms with it now that you know he's here for a while?
No, they still gave up too much. But the fact that he's here...
But doesn't it feel better knowing that he signed the extension?
Doesn't feel better to me?
Because I think one of your big concerns when they made the deal was is that, you know, we were going to be in the situation that they were in.
You don't have to tell me what my concern was. They gave up too much. I'll always think that.
Well, because I'm just going back to what you had said originally, because I was just thinking about it.
I think they gave up too much. Period. That said, thank God he signed an extension.
Does that soften the blow then a little bit?
No, it doesn't soften the blow. That's two different things.
I don't know. If I would have told you that you knew he would be with this extension, when they made the trade and they would have done the extension that day, would you have still felt the same
way? Yes, Andy.
Okay.
Andy, they gave up too much in the trade, in my opinion. I know many people disagree. That's okay. That's what sports is all about. It's not like we're talking politics here. This stuff doesn't really matter. This is just fun. I think they gave
You're
up.
Very too, serious
I
about
think
it,
they
though.
Gave up too much in the trade. That said, I have followed Donovan's career since he was a young guy in Utah, and I think he's a beast. So I'm glad he's here. But think about what starts next year. You don't have first round draft choices.
Okay.
So how are you
talking about what's the starting five going
to
look like?
How are you going to improve the team? If you're going to improve this team moving forward. If this group of players doesn't work, well, who has trade value? the core four. Why do they have even more trade value now? They're under contract. You know what it is you might be trading and what you, you know.
Is that the way? How do you think the organization looks at it? I think the organization, personally, I think the organization is looking at, like, these guys are going to be here. They're going to be here for a long time. We're going to move forward. Kenny Atkinson's going to figure this thing out. And we're going to be playing in an NBA championship before you know it. I think that's the way they approach.
I'd leave out that last line. But I'm sure that, I mean, that's the way they have to think. I think if anybody looks at this team right now and thinks that they're contenders for the NBA championship, you're being really optimistic.
I don't, but I think the front office does.
Well, that's their job. They're going to tell you that. And like Adrian Wojnarowski reported about the extension and said puts them on a path to be, you know, big-time contenders in the East for a long time. I'd agree. Why not? I'd agree. But I think the roster holes that were here last year are still here. I think the roster issues that were here last year are still here. You still have two big guys who have to work a little bit better together. Kenny Atkinson, that's part of your job. A bigger part of your job, figure out how to make Donovan and Darius sing as a duo. Make it sing. When one guy has the ball, we don't want the other guy standing there watching. And he talked about Steph Curry with Jordan Poole in Golden State when he was working with Steve Kerr and how that worked. It worked well except for one thing. They eventually busted it up.
So then maybe it didn't work.
Well, I don't know. It did work, but keep that in mind. Jordan Poole's not there. Now, there were some other issues. You know, Jordan Poole was the guy that got into it with Draymond and everything
right.
else.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
So who knows? But what we do know is now these four pieces are here long term, Andy.
Why now, too? Why
not?
I know. I'm just saying. I was just trying to figure out. I was like, I mean, what's the – is this – does it more helpful to Jared? Because remember, there were people questioning him during the playoffs, Jeff.
Oh,
about the way he was –
they were throwing him under the bus.
Yeah.
He's not healthy enough to play? Oh, well, you know, tough it off. Take a shot. Morris said that.
Yeah.
If it was me, I'm out there. Okay, well, guess who's not on the roster right now? Morris. Guess who just signed an extension? Jared Allen. Just saying.
I also...
Guess who's... And we heard... Remember J.B. Bickerstaff made comments about Luka?
Yes.
About Luka being, you know, toughening out and everything
else?
Because
that kind of went through my mind,
too. He didn't say anything about Jared in that, but everybody just went, wait a minute, he's talking about a guy toughening it out for the team and go, oh, boy, does that mean anything? Again, there's only one guy here from a team that went further than this team has gone in a long, long time. And you would have thought they wanted to keep it all together. And that guy's the head coach and his staff. Chunk of it, anyway.
I guess it's almost like where you...
But that's the NBA.
Yeah, I just... Do you think... Let me ask it this way. Was J.B. Bickerstaff the problem? I have a lot of trouble swallowing that.
What do you mean problem?
Well, if you come... You locked up three of these four guys moving forward. So... I mean, if you had a choice, you could either stay with the head coach and the head coach's philosophy of playing players on the floor, or you bring different players in to execute the philosophy he wants, or you get rid of the philosophy. So they got rid of the philosophy.
The NBA, I think, Andy, more than any other pro league that we deal with here in town, certainly more than the NFL, and without question more than Major League Baseball. The whole it needed a different voice is real. I mean, that's real. I mean, why else would the Cavaliers move on from Lenny Wilkins and bring in Mike Fratello? And then why would the Cavaliers move on from Mike Fratello? I mean, Lenny was a really good coach.
Right.
Mike was a really good coach. But it's that we need a different voice to take us and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I mean, Eric Spoelstra has been in Miami a long time. Greg Popovich has been in San Antonio a long time. When they didn't have players, Greg Popovich had a you-know-what kind of record. Does that mean he can't coach? No. It means his players weren't very good.
Bob is in Euclid. Hey, Bob, what do you think?
Hi, Bob.
Good morning, General. First of all, I have to confirm, Mr. Phelps is 1,000% correct. we gave up too much for Donovan Mitchell. He's a great player. He's a dynamic guy. But we gave up way, way too much for him. That said, Jared Allen. I like Jared Allen. He brings a lot of the same stuff to the Cavs that Tristan Thompson did. Not quite as physical, but he works. He gets the rebound. He's selfless. You don't have to run plays for him.
He's better offensively, too.
Yes, he is. And I wish he was a little sturdier. The only problem, I like extending him. The problem I have is when I look at the core four, in my mind, I can't see those guys walking around with big rings on. They need something else. They need another number two player, a 6'8" wing guy. Otherwise, I don't see them beating the Celtics. It's going to be hard to get out of the East.
What do you see them as next year then? Are they, I guess circumstances will dictate to where they'll land last year based on who they play in the playoffs, first round?
Oh, yeah, I think they'll get through the first round because I think they'll finish in the top four. But, it's going to be, if you want to win the championship, somebody's got to beat the Celtics, and that's not easy.
Bob, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Jeff getting a lot of love there for his Donovan Mitchell.
Just my thought on that. Bob agrees. Many people don't agree. That's okay.
I'm curious, if you were sitting in Kobe Altman's seat, would you have given Jared Allen a 3-year, $91 million extension? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs heading in the right direction after locking up the core four? But Jeff brought up a great point that, if you need to trade Jared Allen, you're trading years away. And so that the other side can know what they're going to get if they need to make that deal.
He's a more valuable asset, Andy, with a long-term contract.
It makes sense. 216-474-0092. We'll talk about this. Also, we're going to hear from Kevin Stefanski on what he had to say this morning at the Greenbrier. And, man, what a great day. What a gorgeous day. 216-474-0092.